We begin the current daf, Masechta Chulin daf Gimel. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the theme of the previous daf, where the Gemara had opened up a question regarding the opening words of our Masechta, of our Perek, where it says HaKol Shechtin, everyone could slaughter, and then it says Ushchitasing Sher. Now HaKol Shechtin is obviously coming to include someone that we would have thought would not necessarily be valid, and we're saying, no, that they're all allowed to slaughter, which that sounds like even like a Tchila. The question was, the next word, Ushchitasing Sher, sounds like that's talking about after the fact. How do we resolve that contradiction? Is it like a tchila or is it b'di'evit? So the first approach that the Gemara gave of that of Rabbi Ba'ula, it says we're talking about someone that's tomei, and it's talking about two different cases regarding chulin. Even if it's that's nasal taras hakodesh, it's even like a tchila. That's hakol shechtin. When it says shchitasing shera, that's going on tomei b'mukdashin. That was one approach. And that the Gemara continues, Abaye Amar, he's coming to answer the same question regarding the terminology of like a tchila and b'di'evit. Which one is it? So he says hachi ketani. This is what the Mishnah was saying. Hakol Sheikhtin, everyone could slaughter. What that's coming to include is Vafila Kuti, even the Kuti. The Kuthians were a group of people that were non-Jews that were brought by the Assyrian king when they exiled the 10 tribes, the Jewish people in the north. So to take their place, they brought in these Kuthian, where there is a discussion regarding their halachic status, because they converted, but did they convert out of fear, or did they convert in the true way? So that's what our Mishnah is saying, that we're allowed to give them, even like a tchila, an animal to slaughter, because a mitzvah, which they have taken possession of and that we know that they fulfill, which they did fulfill all the laws of the Torah, including Shechita, then therefore, that's what the Mishnah is saying, HaKol Shechtin, even the Kuti is allowed to slaughter. Now that, however, the Mishnah is qualifying and saying, B'med, B'mamur, when did we say this? Kishi Yisrael Oymed Al Gabav. That's only if a Jew is standing over the Kuti when he's slaughtering, so that even initially he's allowed to slaughter, as long as the Jew is supervising. Avol, but if let's say the Jew is Yaitziv Nichnes, the Jew is not standing over him the whole time when he's slaughtering. He's coming in and going out. He's around, but he's not standing right over him. Then actually you're not allowed to give to him that there it's Loy. There you're not allowed to give over to him to be Yishcha that he should slaughter. Why? Because although that we explained that they are muhzik, they are proficient and they're careful in the laws of Shechita for themselves, but they're not particular about giving a Yisrael, to eat from a non-kosher, non-properly slaughtered animal. Now, why is that? Because although it says in the Torah, Lifnei Iver L'Asita Mikshel, which we interpret to say that you're not allowed to go ahead and cause another Jew to sin, they don't interpret it in the rabbinic interpretation. They only translate that pasuk literally. In front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block that a blind person will go ahead and trip on. So therefore, if a Jew is not standing over him the whole time, you're not allowed to give the kuti to slaughter. Now, that's where the Mishnah continues and says, but v'im shachat, but let's say the kuti did slaughter, and the Jew wasn't standing over him the whole time. Then, as follows. What you do is chaytich kezayis bas. So, nice and light, you cut off an olive size in the meat of that animal that he slaughtered, and you give to him. Achloi, if the kuti eats from it, mutalecha mishchitase. Then you could eat from his slaughtering, because he himself, like we explained, he is particular about the laws of shchita, of not eating in the vela. And that's the case that we said, if that shchitasing sheru, which sounds like b'di'evit, that is b'di'evit, because like we said, if the Yisrael is not standing over him the whole time, the ketchila would not let him slaughter. After the fact, if he did, then you give him to eat from it, and then you can eat from his slaughtering. If he himself doesn't eat from what he slaughtered, then you're not allowed to eat from it, because he might be causing the Jew to sin, because that he doesn't interpret as a problem, and he's not eating it, so we don't see that it's necessarily that he slaughtered. That's what the Mishnah continues and says, chutz micher shayt v'katan, except for the deaf, mute, the mentally deranged, and the minor, that even after the fact, because that's the case we're going on when we say Shechitas and Kesher is going on after the fact, that even after the fact it's not going to be valid by the Chereshayt of a cotton. Why? Because Shema Yishu. Because maybe that they might delay, which these are different invalidations in the appropriate slaughtering, which more later on is going to explain why is it used in the future terminology. Why doesn't it say because maybe they did delay? I'm saying because maybe they might delay, Shema Yidrusu, maybe they might push down the knife instead of going in this going back and forth type of slaughtering the way it's supposed to be done. Shema Yichlidu, maybe they might burrow instead of going over it, might go in between the two pipes in the neck. So therefore, Chereshayt V'katan, even the Yevet is not good. In contrast to the Kuti, even if Yisrael's Yotzev Nichnas is coming in and going out. Now, that is the Gemara, but then the final part of the statement of the Mishnah that says, V'kul and Sheshachtu, now, however, all of them, that if they slaughtered and there were other Jews that were standing over them, that then it's going to be valid, ahai, what case of the Mishnah is that going back? as the Gemara explains. If it's on the case that we just ended off with, which we said, no, Chereshay Debekotin is not valid, even with the Eved, and on that we're saying, but if Yisrael was Emel Agabav and he saw he did a good job, then it's going to be valid. But Alokoi, then it's going right back on the sentence it had right before it. So then, Hashem just said, and all of them, them sounds like it's going back on something else that we mentioned at a different time. It should have said that v'imshachtu, and if it was slaughtered with Yisrael emel gabav, then it's going to be kasher. So it can't be going on chereshay debekad. So elakuti, rather it's going back on an earlier case of the Mishnah, that of the kuti. On that as the Gemara ha'amr, but you said kishay Yisrael emel al gabav, if a Jew standing over him shachar afil l'ketchila, that then he gets slaughtered even l'ketchila, because that's how you're explaining the case of hakol shechet and even l'ketchila is when Yisrael's emel gabav. So then, why over here at the end of the Mishnah is it saying, but if others see them, oh, and they slaughtered, then it's going to be valid after the fact. What do you mean after the fact? This is the case that you're saying is even kashal getchila. So the Gemara Kashi, right, that's definitely a difficulty with the interpretation of Abaya in the halacha of Mishnah. Now, Amar Rava, Rava asks Abaya, and he says, wait a second. Where the Jew is v'yetz v'nechnes, the way you described it, that the Jew is going out and coming in, you're saying, l'ketchila loy, that initially he's not allowed to give over to the kuti to go ahead and slaughter, and you're saying that's the case of only b'di'evid, then if he eats from it, then it's going to be kasha? But not as Rava, but what's not, we learn in the Mishnah in the last paragraph of Zabay Dezar that says, if someone leaves a non-Jew in his store, and the Jew is coming and going out, he's not staying there the whole time, but he's coming and going, he's around. Then mutter, then the contents of the store are permitted. Why? Because we see that obviously that the non-Jew is afraid that maybe the Jew is going to come and catch him, so he's not going to touch the contents of the store. So therefore, asked Rava, so then here too, if the Jew is Yetzer B'Nichnas, he's afraid that maybe the Jew is going to come and see that he's doing an inappropriate slaughtering, and therefore he's going to do it the appropriate way. So why are you saying that Yetzer B'Nichnas is not kosher l'ketchila? We see that it's kosher, even l'ketchila, because he's not going to do anything wrong. On that answer, Abaya, Hasam Mikatani Maniach? What do you think? Does the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah say that a person could initially leave a non-Jew in his store and go out and come back in, which that would sound like l'ketchila? No, Hamanech Ketoni. It says if someone did leave, which is the Avod, which is only after the fact. Yeah, after the fact, it's kasher. But it's still like what I was saying, that l'ketchila is only kasher if the Jew was standing there the whole time. But Yetzer B'Nichnas is only kasher by the Avod. But on that continues Rava asking, he says, but Elam Ahacha, but take a different Mishnah Masechta Zavai Dezara that says, Ein HaShemer, a person that's watching and safeguarding the wine, he doesn't have to, Tzarech Lias Yishev Mishamer, doesn't have to sit there and watch, El Afa Pishu Yetzev Nechnas Mutter, even if he's coming and going, it's going to be permitted. It's not a problem that there's non-Jew around. As long as the Jew is coming and going, it's still going to be considered valid. So you see that it is enough, Yetzer B'Nichnas, and that it's going to be permitted, even l'ketchila, where it says he doesn't have to do this, which not after the fact, it's saying even l'ketchila. So Elam Rava, rather Rava, amends the interpretation of Abaya, and he disagrees in his qualification of what's the case of Kuti that's kash l'ketchila, versus the one that's only b'di'evit, which are the two terminologies that they come to explain for the halacha of a Mishnah, makol sheichten, which chutasim share. Rava says, no, hachikitan, this is what the Mishnah was saying. Hakol Sheikhtin, this says that everyone could slaughter, which this part's like Abaya, is Rafala Kuti, even a Kuti. Which, although we say they have questionable status regarding a Jew, but the halachas that they do, which is Shechita, which is all the halachas of the Torah, again, that at least has a literal translation of the Torah, they do, and therefore even the Kuti is valid, even like Ketchila. Now, Bamed Vamum, when did we say this? What's this halacha of a Kol Sheikhtin like Ketchila? Is Keshe Yisrael Yitzhab Nechnes. This he disputes Abaya. Abaya says only if the Jew is standing there the whole time. Rava, as he just brought a proof, says that's even enough, even the Jew is coming and going. Avo bo matzeh shashachet. So what's the case of b'di'evit? Let's say he comes and he finds that it's already slaughtered already. The kuti did it and it wasn't even yetzev nichnas. That's where we're saying it's only going to be kasher b'di'evit in the following way. Chaytach kesai is basav anayis leisam. What does the Jew do? He saw the kuti slaughtered it. So he takes cuts of an olive-sized piece of the meat and he gives it to the kuti. If the kuti eats from it, then the Jew could eat from it. Because we said the kuti wouldn't eat a non-slaughtered piece of meat. If he doesn't eat from it, then he's not allowed to eat from the slaughtering because he's not concerned for the interpretation of the evil Hasid Mitchell regarding a sin, only regarding putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So if he doesn't eat from it, then the Jew can't eat from it. That's what the Mishnah continues and says, however, this dispensation of permissibility does not apply to a chereshay tibekaton, where there, even after the fact, It was already done by Chesha Bekatan, it's still not going to be valid. Why? Sheme Yishu, B'Sheme Yidrusu, B'Sheme Yechlidu. Because maybe when they're doing the slaughtering, they might delay, they might push the knife, they might borrow, and therefore it's not valid even after the fact. Now, that is the Gemara, so then how do we conclude the end of the Mishnah? V'kulin sheshachatu ahai. This that it says, and all those that slaughtered, and others were standing over them and saw, then it's going to be valid after the fact. Ilem acher shad b'katan, everything is going back on the case of acher shad b'katan, which we said, it's not valid in b'dieved, but that's what we're saying, that if others saw, that then they made sure they didn't do anything wrong, then it's going to be valid. But alakoy, as we said before, it's going right back on it, if it's going on them. So then v'im shachatu mibayle, it should have said, and if it was slaughtered, what others sing? Why say, v'chulan? What do we chulan? It's right here, we're continuing. Ella akuti, rather, has to be going on the only other case of the Mishnah, which was the earlier case, that of akuti. On that, as the Gemara, on Rava's interpretation, ha'amrit afili yitza b'nechnas shachar l'ketchila, you said, even bigger chiddush than Abai, which makes the question even more difficult. You said that akuti, even if a Jew's not even standing there the whole time, it's not even achem right noisan, even if the Jew is just coming or going, it's going to be kosher, even l'ketchila. Yet here we're saying, it's only b'di'evit, and only if achem were right noisai. So that says the Gemara's kasha is definitely a difficulty. It's not a refutation, not a tuvta, but it's definitely a difficulty according to interpretation of Rava. Why? What would the case be going on? It's not cheshet v'katan, and neither would it be kuti, because then it wouldn't be only be the yevet and achem roim meisay. There would be even the ketchila, and even if the yisrael is only yitzah b'nechnas. The Gemara continues with another interpretation to answer and explain the halacha of Mishnah, resolving that contradiction of akol sheichtin and shchidasing sher. If Hashem says hachikatani, this is what the Mishnah was talking about. When it says hakol sheichtin, that everyone could slaughter, and that's what they're explaining, what is hakoil, as we open up the parak, what is that coming to include, everyone could slaughter. So Rav Ashi explains, it's talking about afil Yisrael mumar, even a rebellious Jew. So that explains the Gemara mumar lamai. What does it mean he's rebellious regarding what? Whereas actually some texts of the Gemara explain, which is before the censor, says Meshumid Lamai. When he's a Meshumid, which a Jew that left the path of Torah, says, what's he Meshumid for? Like it says, if he's a Meshumid that he was Eichel Nevelis Lahachas, that he purposely, to anger God, he eats non-kosher, then even after the fact, shouldn't be valid. So what would the case be talking about? Rather, we're talking about a Meshumid that's Lechel Nevelis Liti Oven. He eats non-kosher, non-properly slaughtered meat, when he has a desire, meaning when he doesn't find kosher, he'll eat non-kosher. Now, that's what the case of the Mishnah is talking about. So therefore, when you have a proper knife, a shechita knife, to slaughter with, and you put it in the hand of this mummer, he'll do a proper slaughtering. Because as long as he could find something kosher to eat, he's not going to eat something non-kosher. It's just that if he doesn't have a properly inspected knife, he's not going to go through the effort to go ahead and find an appropriate knife if this one has a nick in the knife, which makes it a non-kosher knife. Okay, the Rava, and Rav Ashi explains the halacha of a Mishnah the way Rava says. The Amar Rava, he says, Yisrael Mumar, a Jew that is rebellious, Oichel Nevelis L'Te'avin, where he eats non-kosher only when he just is overcome with desire, then the halacha is actually, as we continue to Mitbeis, says Rava, Baidik Sakim and Eisenloi. So you could inspect the knife, make sure it's a good knife, and give it to him. Umutulach Mishchetasai. And you could eat from his slaughtering, because he'll do a slaughter. He definitely would rather, he wants to do good. It's just that when he has no alternative, he'll eat non-kosher. But you give him a good knife, of course he'll do a kosher slaughtering, and you can eat from his slaughtering. But if you didn't check the knife and you gave it to him, then lo yishchet, then he's not allowed to slaughter, because he's not going to go through the effort to make it good and go through the processing of cutting away that knife to make sure it's a clean knife. Now vimshachat, let's say he did slaughter, and you didn't check the knife beforehand. So then baidik sakine achra. So then halach is. So then you check the knife afterwards. If after the slaughtering you find that the knife is non nicked at all, good slaughtering knife, then motzalecha mishchitasi, then you can eat from the slaughtering, which that's the case of b'di'evit of the Mishnah. Meaning hakol sheichdin is coming to include the mumar lechel nevelis liti oven, which is if you check the knife before, and of course it'll do good, even initially it can be done. The case of b'di'evit is if you didn't check the knife, then you're not allowed to let him slaughter. After the fact, if he did, then if you check the knife and it's not pogum, it's a smooth knife, then you can eat from his shechita. But again, that's the case of ushchitasing sher. That's the case of the yevet. Now vimlav. But if let's say you didn't check the knife afterwards, or you don't find that it's clear, then also lechem ushchitasa. Then you're not allowed to eat from his slaughtering. Now, that's what the Mishnah continues and says, Chutz Mecher Shayt Bekadin, except for the deaf, mute, and the mental range and the minor, that filled the Evid, that even after the fact, meaning even if you find that the knife is a good knife, you check it after he already did the slaughtering, Namilai, still you're not allowed to eat from what he slaughtered because you have a different problem. Not just the knife, you have a problem, Shema Yishu, maybe they delayed when they were slaughtering, Shema Yidusu, maybe they pressed too hard, they went straight down, Shema Yechlidu, maybe that they borrowed, because they don't know how to be careful in the act of the slaughtering itself. So therefore this halacha, the way Rav Ashi is explaining, is specifically regarding a mumber that where he desires, when he has no alternative, he'll eat not kosher, but again, if he's mumber lahaches, he's deliberate, and to anger God, then even if he checked his knife, he wouldn't be able to eat from his slaughtering because he's deliberate that he would actually specifically make something non-kosher even if he has a good knife to slaughter with. Now, and that concludes the Gemara, the last statement of the Mishnah, to kulin sheshachtu ahai. So then this that we conclude the Mishnah, we say, and all of them, if they slaughtered, meaning although we're talking about someone that really it's not a good slaughtering, but if there were achem roinai, so there were others that saw him when he slaughtered, oh, okay, then it's going to be kosher. So ahai, what case is that going back? As we're saying in all these interpretations, if we're going back on the case right before that, then we said, even the Yebed, it's not good. And that we're saying, but if there were others standing over and saw that they did a good job, they didn't delay, they didn't borrow, they didn't push, then it's going to be good. But Alokai, it's going right back on that case. So then, it should have just said, and if they slaughtered with others watching, then it's good. Why say, Bechulon, all them? Them sounds like it's going something else. Ella, Ayisrael Mumer, we'd be going back on the only other case the Mishnah mentions beforehand, which is the rebellious Jew, who, again, would eat non-kosher if he had no alternative. Now, the question is, so what's the case Tolman? If you checked the knife beforehand and you gave it to him, you said that he could slaughter even initially, even if there's no one else standing over him and watching him. Because we said, of course he would do a good slaughtering if he has the choice. Why? How would that be the case of the end of the Mishnah that it's only good if Achim Reynes? So what are you going to say? No, it's talking about we Yisrael Mumer, and the one who gave him the knife didn't check the knife beforehand. So on that is the Gemara still. If the knife is still around, so So let's just check the knife after he slaughtered. Why do we need that there was others that were watching him when he had slaughtered? And if the knife's not around anymore, so what does it help that there were Jews watching him, there was someone else watching him as he slaughtered, but they didn't check the knife. Maybe the knife that he used, although they watched him, they saw he did all the motions right, but maybe the knife wasn't good, maybe he was nicked. So Zigmar Kashi has definitely a difficulty how to interpret this last case of the Mishnah. As we said, it was a difficulty according to Abaye and Rava. What does it mean? So what case is the Mishnah talking about that it's only good if they were watching him? Can't be Cheshad Bekatan, and neither could it be Yisrael Mumer, because then either way, if the knife is there, then check the knife. And the knife's there, how does it help that others were watching? We still don't know what type of knife was used. Zigmar continues with another interpretation. Ravinam, he says, Hachiktan. He says, this is what the Mishnah was saying. Hakol Sheikh, in this it said in the Mishnah that everyone slaughters, which we said the term Hakol comes to include something. What does that come to include? It says Ravina, Hakol Mumchim. It's coming to include all those that are learned, that they know the halachas of Shechita. They could be Sheikhatin. When saying all could slaughter, all who know the laws of Shechita, they could slaughter. What does that mean to say? What's the chiddush? What's the novelty in that? Mumchin vava pishei mukzaken. If they're proficient in the laws of slaughtering, even if that they're not established in the act of slaughter, meaning that they never slaughter in front of us three times that we should see, which makes a chazaka, that they have the strength, that they don't faint when they're slaughtering, that they might come to then, if they faint, if they're not so quick, that they might come to delay, or maybe they don't know how to use their hands well. You might know all the laws in your head, but you might not know how to do the actual act. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that no, even initially it's okay if they know the laws, hakol sheichten, if they're mumchen, even though they're not mukzaken. Now, that's what the Mishnah is saying, but when we say this, that they're considered mumchen, they're considered proficient, is sheyaydin bay, is that those who gave him the animal to slaughter, they recognized and they had already tested him, that they know sheyadea lemar hal cheshchita, that they know that he could say over the laws of slaughtering. But if, let's say, the ones who gave him over to slaughter, they don't know that he knows the laws of Shechita, then lo yishchet, then he's not allowed to slaughter. And that's where the Mishnah continues in the next phrase of Shechita Sing Shera, says, Ve'im shachad, but let's say he did slaughter, even though you didn't test him yet before and to know he knows the laws, then boit kenoise, then you check him, then you test him. If he knows how to say over the laws of Shechita, then it's permitted to eat from his slaughtering. Again, that's the case of the Eber of the Mishnah. But if not, then you're not allowed to eat from his slaughtering. So that's the two cases of Akol Shechten, which is if you test him before and even initially you could do Shechitas Gecheret, that initially is not allowed because you didn't test him yet. But after the fact, if you test him afterwards, then this slaughtering is going to be kosher. That's what the Mishnah continues and says, Chutz Mecheresheit V'Katan, except for the Cheresheit V'Katan, Tafil Dievinami, that even after the fact, meaning even if they know the laws of Shechita, still Loi, that's not going to be valid even after the fact, because they're always vulnerable to messing things up, because they don't have das, they don't have intelligence. Because even though they know the laws, Shema Yishu, Shema Gidrusu, Shema Yechlidu, they might do one of the errors in the actual act of slaughtering, and therefore even after the fact, it's not valid. That concludes the Gemara. Then the final phrase in the Mishnah. This that says, but v'kulin sheshachatu, that if all of them were slaughtering, and there were achim right, and I said there were others who saw that, made sure that everything they did was okay. So, hi, what case is that going back on? If it's going in the case of Cheshayit B'Katan, which we had said, no, even after the fact, it's not good. And that we're saying, but if others were watching and saw that they did good, it's okay. But then Alakoy, then it's going right back on what it just said. Then Vim Shachatam B'Yilech, just say, and if they slaughtered and others saw, then it's okay after the fact. Why say B'Chulon, all them, as if it's going in something else? Ella, rather, it's going back on the only other case the Mishnah mentions, of Asha'in Mumchen, on those who are not Mumchen. Because we're saying if they're Mumchen, even initially they could. Not Mumchen, they said, they're not allowed to. And that was saying, but if Achim Rayin, I say, although we didn't check to make sure he knew the laws, if there were others who were watching, then it's okay. They made sure that he did a good job. And that is Kamar Babaitkin, I say, you don't need to have that. There were people who saw him doing the slaughtering. We said that that's the case of a Shechitas Sing Shera, that even if you just test him afterwards and you see that he knows it, that's enough. Why does he have to say Achim Rayin, I say? Says the Gemara, the lesser, like come on the Livdike, you're right. Shechitas Gishera tells us that even if you just test him afterwards, it's going to be valid, but he's not here anymore to test him anymore. And that's what we're saying, even if he's not around, but the Jews who saw and said, yeah, we saw when he slaughtered, he did a good job, that's going to be valid. That's the final statement of the Mishnah of Vahakoyel. If they slaughter and others watch, that's going to be valid. And that's one version of Ravina's interpretation. They could dominate, those say the opposite version of Ravina. Ravina, he says, Hachikton, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hakol Sheikhatin, everyone could slaughter. Who's the everyone coming to include? Hakol Mukhazin Sheikhatin. Everyone that is already established, meaning that we saw that he slaughtered many times well and he didn't do a bad job, all those types of people initially could go out and slaughter. And what's the chiddush in that? Muchzak and Afapishain Mumchen, which is the flip side of the previous interpretation. The previous was Mumchen, even though they're not Muchzik. Here's saying if they're Muchzik, even though they're not Mumchen, meaning we don't know that he knows the laws of Shechita or not. All we know is that when we watch him, we see he does a good job. And he did it for us a few times. So that's what we're saying. All those that are Muchzik could slaughter even initially, even though we don't know if he knows the laws of slaughtering. On that, the halacha, however, is qualified. When we say this, as we're saying, only if he slaughtered in front of us two and three times and he didn't faint, meaning he didn't get weak and faint of heart, meaning like a person who can't see a wound or a knife slaughtering blood and all these different things, this guy could do it, he does it okay. And that's the case of Mukhzakin, Hakom Mukhzakin are Ksherin, they could be Sheikhtin. But if he didn't slaughter in front of us two, three times, then lo yishchet, he's not allowed to slaughter kushemi yisalef, because he might faint. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. V'mishachad v'amar barili shaloyin salafti. But let's say after the fact he says, no, I'm definite that I didn't faint. Shchitas kasher. That's the case of the Yavid, that his slaughtering is going to be valid. So hakol sheichtin is if he's muchzik, and shchitas kasher is even if we didn't know that he's muchzik, but afterwards he says, no, I didn't faint, then after the fact, the shechita is going to be kasher. Now, that's what the Mishnah continues, says, chutz mecheresheit v'katan, but the exception to that is the cheresheit v'katan, that fil dievid nami loy, that even after the fact, that even if he's from those that are, we said, muchzakin, he's still not going to be valid, because there we always run into problems with them, shema yishur, shema yidrusu, shema yechlidu, because he might delay, he might push it too hard, he might borrow, they don't have das, so therefore they don't qualify for the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, that is the Gemara. Now, the final phrase of the Mishnah, b'kun sheshachtu ahai. Now, this that we said, but in all those that slaughter, even though it's not really valid, but if there were others watching them and saw they did a good job, then it's going to be valid after the fact. What case is that going on? It's going on the minor, the deaf, mute, and the mentally deranged that's saying, okay, even though we can't trust them, but others were watching this, so it's good, but Allah koi. So it's going right back in the previous case. And if it's Lord them, not v'chulon, all them, as if it's talking about something that's not right there, but rather than something that I mentioned earlier. Ella, ashein mukzakin. So it's only going the other, only other case that Mishnah mentions, which is those that are not mukzakin. We said mukzakin, if they did it three times, he could even initially do the slaughtering, even if we don't know if he knows the laws. We said, but someone that's not mukzik, he's not allowed to. But after the fact, if he says, I know I didn't faint, then it's valid. That was saying that, okay, she'ein mukzakin, even though they shouldn't do it, but if achem ro'ein oisan, then it's going to be valid. Why do you need that other saw? You said, and that's the case of Shechitas Kshera, that even if he just says that I know for sure that I didn't faint, that that's going to be enough. Why do you need a Chaim Roy Naisa? So the Gemara, you're right. It's talking about the lesser command of Lashayla. He's not here to ask him. You're right. If we asked him and he said he didn't faint, it would be enough. But he left. But as long as there were others who watched and they saw that he didn't faint, that he did a good job, then that's going to also be valid. That's the final statement of the Mishnah. Now, we had many different interpretations in this halacha of our Mishnah regarding the contradiction, also the interpretation. What does it mean, hakol sheichten, which we said means him like a tchila, which chetasim chera, that means him the yevid, what is that talking about? And then all the other statements of chutz mecheshed v'katan, and that v'kon sheshacht v'chem reinaisai, that's going to be kasher. We had many different interpretations. Now the Gemara compares them and explains why each one doesn't say like the other. So the Gemara tells us, Ravina, who we just had two different interpretations in him, what does it mean, hakol sheichten, does it mean mumchen, even though they're not mukzakin, or does it mean mukzakin, even though they're not mumchen? And we had Rabba Bar'ula, which was actually the first interpretation of the previous staff, which said it's talking about someone that's tamei. And we said hakol sheichten is that tamei by chulin, because Lord even initially, whereas b'mukdashin by a carbon, it's only shechitas and ksher, it's only kashim b'diavad. Says the Gemara, those two amirom, they both, kabaya, like the interpretation of Abaya, who says they were talking about a kuti, who he said that shechitasing that they could shecht, they could slaughter even initially is only by Yisrael Imel al Gabav, but when it's Yetzib Nichnes, that's only by the Yevid. And like Rava, who also said like Abaya, that it's talking about a kuti, but he differed. He said that even Yetzib Nichnes is Hakol Shechit and Ibn Lekitchila, and by the Yevid is when it was just he found it that it was slaughtered. And Ravashi, and like the interpretation of Ravashi, he said the Tumar Yisrael that's a mummer who was rebellious and would eat non kosher. But we said if the knife was checked, then you could even have him slaughtered like a tchila. But if you didn't check the knife, then that would only be b'dieved if you checked it afterwards. Loi Amri, Ravina and Rav Ba'ula didn't say like the interpretation of Abaya, Rava and Ravashi. Why? Mishum dekash lo bekulon. Because as the Gemara had previously mentioned, all those three interpretations couldn't explain, that's why it ended with a kash on them. What does it mean bekulon that all of them that slaughtered, and Achim Reina said it's kasha, we said, what case would that be talking about? Can be chershed b'katan, because then it wouldn't say b'chulun. We just say, we just go back in that case. And it can't be going back, like we said, on the mummer or on the kuti, because we said then there wouldn't be that halacha of Achim Reina say. We said that it wouldn't even require Achim Reina say. Now, moreover, kulu karaba ba'ula lamri. So we know why Ravina and Rabba Ba'ula didn't say like Abai, Rav, and Ravashi. Now the Gemara is explaining why all the other Amiram did not say like the first interpretation from the previous daf of Rabba Ba'ula, that Loyami, they didn't say like him, that's talking about a Tamei, that Akal Sheikhdin is on Chulin and only B'dievet is on Kachim, because we had two different interpretations to answer a question that we said, what? The halacha of Mukdashim, that it's only good B'dievet is over here? We said it's already, the Rebbe already says it in the Mishnah Masechet Zvach. So the Gemara had two different interpretations why it's repeated twice. Either that here is the primary and there it's only secondary, or there is primary and here it's secondary. So that says the Gemara, that's the reason why they don't say like his interpretation. Because lahach lishna da amr hocha ikar, according to that version that had said that here was the primary halacha meseftes chulin to explain the halacha of mukdashin, that's like a tchila, it shouldn't be done by a tameh, but by the evidence can be kasher. That they say, no, adarabba, hasamikar, to the contrary, there is the primary halacha, and therefore it should not have had to say it over here, and therefore that can't be the interpretation of the case of shchitasan ksheira, because the bekachim kai. What do you mean? There is where Masechta Zvachim talks about the laws of Mekdashin. It should say it over there and not over here. And Lahach Lishna Da'amar Hasamik, according to the other version that it answered and said, you're right, the primary is over there and here we only say it as secondary, which is Vahacha Aydi Detana Tamei Bechulin. Here only because once we mentioned the halacha of a kol sheichtin, which comes to include a tamei person bechulin, so Tanit Nami Tamei Mekdashin, so therefore we just mentioned incidentally that that it's only going to be kosher by the Eved by Tamei b'Mekdashin, and that they didn't say like that interpretation, because Tamei b'Chulin Gufei le'Yitzchalei, because they hold that actually no, you don't need to have even the first halacha of Akol Shechtin to include a Tamei person that he could slaughter by Chulin, because Chulin Shenasa Tarasa Kodesh, they hold this Lavka Kodesh Tamei. They hold Chulin, even if it's being prepared by the status of Kachim, we don't treat it like the laws of Kachim. And therefore, you don't have to be careful regarding the meat of a Chulin animal. And therefore, it's obvious that a Tamei person could slaughter even initially, and therefore, there's no Chiddush in Har Halacha if you're going to say like Rabba Ula, and therefore, they don't say like him, there's talking about a Tamei that's slaughtering. Continues the Gemara. Kulu Kravina Le'ami. Now, all the other Amaram did not say like the interpretation of Ravina. As we're going to see, there's two different interpretations as we left off with. Either it's mumcha even if it's not muchzik, or muchzik even if it's not mumcha. Because they explain that as follows. L'ach lishna, according to that version, the Amma that says mumchen in, she'in mumchen lai, that this that we're saying likatchili could be done is only by someone that we know, he knows the laws of slaughtering. But if he doesn't know, then he's not allowed to slaughter initially. And that says the Gemara, no, they disagreed with that. And therefore they didn't say that's the interpretation of our Mishnah, because they held Reiv Mitzui Netzel Shechita Mumchenim. Most of the people that are going to slaughter obviously are those who know the laws of slaughtering. And therefore actually you don't have to go ahead and check him out to make sure he knows the laws of slaughtering, because we could assume that he knows, which is not like the interpretation that Ravina had given, that it's not going to be kosher l'ketchila if we didn't check him out to know that he knows the laws of slaughtering. And l'hach lishna, according to the second version that said, the Amar, Ravina was saying, m'chzakin in, the halach of HaKol Sheikhtin that initially could be done, is all those that have done it already three times, he could go out and initially do it, she'im m'chzakin lai, but if he had not done it three times, then he's not allowed to, because he might faint. And that says the Gemara, they disagreed with that too, because la'alufi l'chashina, they say we're not concerned for a person fainting. And therefore, we have no reason to say that if he's not m'chzik, that he can't slaughter. And therefore, that wouldn't be like the interpretation, the second version of Ravina, that it's only kosher b'di'eved of shechitas k'shera if he wasn't muchzik. Now continues the Gemara, Rava lo yamar k'abaya. Rava didn't say like Abaya, as we had said previously, kikushi, like his question that he had asked on Abaya, because he had asked, Rava, Abaya had said that Hakol Sheikhtin is a kuti if Yisrael is standing over him, and shechitas k'shera only b'di'eved is if the Yisrael is coming in and going out. And that Rav had asked, what do you mean? He brought a halacha that said that if someone leaves a non-Jew from a Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah in his store, it's kosher even if it's the Yetzev Nichnas. That's even like a tchila. So that's why he didn't say like Abaya. Now, Abaya lo amar k'Rava, why didn't Abaya say like Rava? Because seemingly Rava had a good proof from the halacha if someone is watching the store, it's enough if he's coming in and going out even like a tchila. Why did Abaya say it's only going to be kosher like a tchila with a kuti only if the Yisrael is standing there the whole time? Says the Gemara, because he didn't hold that's a valid proof. Because Hasam Loi Naga, there, the non-Jew wasn't touching the wine when the Jew left the store. So yeah, there it's enough. If he's coming and going, the non-Jew is going to be afraid he's not going to touch it. So it's like a chilek going to be kosher, even if he's Yetzir V'Nichnas. But Hacha Naga, here in the Halacha of our Mishnah, it's different. Here the Kuti is holding the animal. He gave it over to him to slaughter. He's touching it. So in the blink of an eye, he could delay or press down when he's doing the slaughtering, and therefore he can't rely on coming and going. That's why Abai disagreed, and he says, no, to be kosher l'ketchila to give it to Kuti is only if the Jew standing there the whole time. But Yetzir v'Nichnas, that's the case that he says it's only going to be kosher, only be the Eved. Again, as we said, that if he then gives him a piece of a gezeis and he eats from it, then we know it's kosher, then the Yisrael can eat from it after the fact. Now, Ravashi lo amar k'tavayu, Ravashi, who said the interpretation is a mumer, lechel, nevelis, l'te'oven, he didn't say like Abaya and Rava, who said it's talking about a case of a kuti. Because Kesava Kutim Gera Raya, saying he held that Kutim were not valid bona fide converts. They were only converted because of the fear. There was a certain incident that happened that the lion started attacking them, so they were afraid of the Jewish God, and therefore they quote unquote converted. But really, their slaughtering is going to be invalid, just like that of a non-Jew. Like the pasuk says, Vizavachta, you should slaughter. What you slaughter, you eat. In other words, only someone that requires slaughtering, which excludes a non-Jew, and therefore he excludes Kutim, and therefore he holds that their slaughtering is never valid. Not like a Tchila, not by the Yevid, and therefore he couldn't say like their interpretation. Now, Abaya lo amar k'Ravashi, Abaya who says tomar case of a kuti, he didn't say like Ravashi, it says tomar case of mumma lechel nevelis lit the oven, because le svir lehad the Rava. He didn't hold of this premise of Ravashi's interpretation, which was based on the halacha of Rava, because it was all based on this that Rava had said, that Yisrael mumma is allowed to slaughter like a tchila if the knife was checked, because like we said, he only would eat non-kosher when he has no alternative. If he has kosher, for sure he's going to make sure it's done a good slaughter. Abaye doesn't hold like that because he says, no, the person's not going to be careful because he eats non-kosher, and therefore he can't say like the interpretation of Ravashi that he could even go ahead and slaughter even like a tchila. But that, the Gemara says, but Rava, since he's the one, that's the premise for Ravashi's interpretation, that he says that Yisrael Mumer is like a tchila allowed to slaughter if the knife was checked beforehand, so my time alone kashmaite. Why does he himself not say like his own teaching, why doesn't he explain that the Mishnah is talking about Yisrael Mumer? And the case of Hakol Sheikhtin of saying that's kasha even like a tchila is when the knife was checked beforehand. And the case of Shchitasing Shera, which we say it means b'di'evet, is when the knife was not checked beforehand. Like Rav Ashi himself says after the interpretation of Rava. Why does Rava say Stumar Kesakuti when Rav Ashi's own interpretation is based on Rava's own teaching? Why doesn't he explain like Rav Ashi? Says the Gemara, you're right. But it's just that Ledvarav da'abaya kama. Rava's interpretation was going in the opinion of Abaya. But it's not that that's what Rava holds. It's just that Abaya, as we explained, didn't hold of the teaching of Rava. Meaning, he couldn't say like Rav Ashi Abaya, like we just said before, because he doesn't hold of the teaching of Rava. He doesn't hold that a mum is slaughtering his ever kosher. So he explains to me the case of Kuti. And he explains, so what's the case of the Ketchila? It's when the Jew is standing there the whole time. And they said, what's the case of B'di'evit? If the Jew is coming and going. On interpretation of Abaya, Rava was telling him, according to you, that you can't say like me, meaning which is like Rav Ashi, because you don't hold a ma'alach of a mumer, so you're explaining it's talking about a case of kuti. That said, Rava, even in your own interpretation, but even when the Jew is just yaitzeh benichnas, coming and going, you could still explain that's the case of lekatchila, and the case of b'di'evit, you could say when he just comes and he finds that it was slaughtered, and that then he gives him from the piece of meat, and if he eats it, it's okay, and if not, not. But v'leilei svirlei. But Rava doesn't hold like that interpretation of Abaya. Rather, yeah, he holds like an interpretation of Ravashi, which is based on his own interpretation. He explains the Mishnah case of Yisrael Mumer. This that he was giving a different interpretation was in Abaya's own interpretation, saying, even according to you, Abaya, that you want to say Tomakuti, don't say like you're saying this Togmat Likatchila is when the Jew standing the whole time and the Yevit is when Yetzer B'Nichnas. No, you could even say Likatchila is even Togmat a case of Yetzer B'Nichnas, because like he brought a Raya from a Mishnah that for Yetzer B'Nichnas is going to be kosher even if the Jew is just coming and going, regarding this, that the non-Jew is not going to do anything inappropriate, both with wine and regarding slaughtering, which again, as we said, Abaye doesn't agree with that, but again, that's why Rava disagreed with Abaye and gave a different interpretation, but it's not his own interpretation. His own is like the next interpretation of Ravashi, Togmar Yisrael Mumer.